Folks, it's a sad day here at Before You Buy. You see, 6 months ago, we got this wonderful beast, this main gear PC. They wanted me to see if maybe this might be the gaming desktop for me, and I decided that we were going to do a long-term review. We didn't want to just tell you, oh, it's fast, or it's blinky, it's shiny, it has a lot of really good parts. If we were going to pay this much for a PC, we wanted to actually take it home and use it on a daily basis, to use it as my video editing machine, as my gaming machine, to see how it held up to months of being on 24/7. We don't want a fan to break. We don't want parts to fall off. We wanted to see if this was really as good as Main Gear set it up to be. Now, if you are a system builder, if you're one of these people who only builds your own high-end systems, then you're probably going to want to turn off the podcast right now. But if not, you need to check out the Main Gear Shift Superstock X99.
We asked for something crazy, so Main Gear sent us their Shift Superstock X99 gaming PC. This box is a customized collection of hyper-horsepower hardware that typifies Main Gear's as-fast-as-you-need, as-expensive-as-you-want madness. How mad? Well, try this. An Intel i7-5960X 8-core CPU with 20 megabytes of L3 cache, overclocked by Main Gear's Redline overclocking service to 4.5 gigahertz on top of an Asus X99 Deluxe motherboard. 16 gigabytes of Corsair Dominator DDR3000 memory, next to two NVIDIA GeForce 980 video cards in SLI with a total of 8 gigabytes of DDR5 memory. Two Samsung 850 EVO SSDs in RAID 0, ideal for the OS and programs, a 3 terabyte Seagate 7200 RPM Barracuda hard drive for storage, and a 12X Blu-ray burner for optical. A custom water cooler for the CPU and a Corsair AX860 professional modular power supply, complete with black-sleeved cables to tidy the case and improve airflow. And Main Gear's angelic lifetime labor and phone support service with 2 years of comprehensive warranty. What does that get you? Well, in 3DMark Firestrike Extreme, a benchmark that is notorious for bringing even high-end PCs to their knees, the X99 scored 12,105. In Geekbench R15, it notched 4145 in single and 31212 in multi. It maintained 112 frames per second in the Valley Ultra 3D benchmark and clocked 4813 in PC Mark. Beyond benchmarks, the last 6 months of using the X99 for video editing and effects work has been unreal. Renders are fast, really fast. The system is always responsive, and I feel like I've been coming up with ways to tax the CPU and video cards just so I can justify having so much unbridled power in my desktop. I have to say, I've never experienced a complete power package like the Main Gear Shift Superstock X99. That's just the headliners in this beautiful box. There's plenty more that we'll get to later, but it's pretty clear that this is going to perform far better than any off-the-shelf beige box, and even better than most custom builds. Along with the lifetime support, the Main Gear Shift Superstock would be a no-brainer, but then there's the price. As configured, $5,926. Yeah, I get it. That's a lot. For many of us, that's a crazy lot, an insurmountable lot, a are-you-out-of-your-mind lot. But take a deep breath, blow into this bag, and let me show you what else comes out of the box. We should probably start with the over-the-top case. Main Gear customized the X99 in Twit Blue, complete with our logo in automotive powder coat to give it a high-gloss, high-durable finish. A window cut into the side panel lets us see all the goodies, especially when paired with the in-case LED lighting system. But it's not all bling. The X99 case rotates the motherboard 90 degrees so that the ports are at the top of the case, accessible under a slide-out panel. This orientation, called advanced vertical heat dissipation, allows the hot components to be at the top, with cooler air circulating from the bottom via two 120mm fans. This lets you run really hot components without a really loud PC. The case also has 5 full-size drive bays and 6 3.5-inch drive trays with an optional SATA backplane. I can't stress enough how clean the inside of this case is and how expandable. Port-wise, well, it has all the ports. Underneath the slide-out panel, you'll find 2 gigabit Ethernet ports, 10 USB 3.0 ports that also support USB-attached SCSI protocol, 2 USB 2.0 ports, one of which includes USB BIOS flashback functionality that allows you to restore to a clean BIOS should yours be corrupted, 3 ports for an external 802.11 AC wireless antenna, and SPDIF plus 2, 4, 6, and 8-channel audio. But wait, there's more! A pop-up port box towards the front of the case houses 2 additional USB 3.0 ports, microphone and headphone jacks, and media card readers. When it comes time to connect your X99 to a monitor, or 8, well, you've got options. Each of the PNY NVIDIA GTX 980 video cards has 3 display ports, 1 HDMI, 1 DVI port, and can run 4 screens. I didn't run 8 screens because I don't have 8 screens, but it's nice to know that I've got options. Over the course of our extended review, I put the X99 through everything from the daily grind of a content producer to the late nights of a gamer running 4K real-time strategy simulations. In that time, the Main Gear Shift Superstock X99 turned me from a skeptical chiphead who couldn't fathom why he would spend so much money for a custom box to an admirer who wished he had the cash to buy one.
Of course, I get it. That is a lot of money. In fact, you could get this thing configured all the way up to, I think, $7,000 if you were to throw a bunch of extra drives in. And remember, we got this thing 6 months ago, and it has been on. It has been completely on and running 24/7. It has never shut down once. And everything works just fine. And I think that's a testament to what Main Gear has done with the case. Yes, it's heavy. Yes, it's big. But that whole idea of pulling in cool air through the bottom, putting the hot components at the top, means that hard drives like the Seagate Barracuda 3TB last longer. It means your components are going to end up running cooler and therefore lasting longer. And it also means that they can overclock this thing like no one else's business. This is definitely not a computer that you're going to get on a budget. But then again, that's not who it was designed for. I know there's going to be people out there who are going to say, well, still, $6,000, that's a lot of money. But if you were to just buy the components, I actually broke it down, just buy the components, the cheapest places you can find, Newegg and Amazon, just the raw materials of this computer are close to $5,000. That means you're paying about $1,000 for lifetime support, and for a really cool case, and for a lot of enhancements, like the Redline overclocking service. Oh, think about it this way. If you build yourself a $5,000 computer and something breaks, it's your responsibility. If they build you a $6,000 computer and something breaks, and remember, some of the components in here are $1,000 or more, it's their responsibility. All right, now let's break it down to the pros and the cons. On the pro side, it's fast, crazy fast. This is beyond doubt the fastest PC I have ever had in my lab. It goes beyond the Predator, which I love. And actually, listen, it's on right now. So this ridiculously fast computer with 2 video cards, with an 8-core CPU, with all that stuff running in there right now, including a refrigeration system for the CPU, is almost dead quiet. I could not hear it on my desk. It was in my active studio, which means it had to be quiet. It's also very well designed in that it's beautiful. It's just attractive. I love the fact that they gave us the Twit logo on the back. You could get this powder coat. This is not paint. This is not spray paint. This is powder coat, the same stuff they use on automotive jobs, which means it's going to be nice and durable. It's going to stay glossy. This thing still feels as good as it did the day that I took it home for reviewing it. Also, the expandability. That Asus X99 motherboard is fantastic. You're going to be able to drop in another video card if you want. It will support NVMe. So if you want to run a PCIe SSD and get ridiculous transfer speeds for your games and your OS, you've got that. And with all those drive bays, you don't really need to ever store anything external. Now, let's talk a bit about the cons. And I really can only think of one thing. It's going to be price. I understand this is an expensive machine, but what it comes down to is, if you can't afford this, you're not going to buy it. But if you can afford it, and you are looking for a lot of power, and you don't want to have to assemble it yourself and support it yourself, then this ends up being a really good deal. Try, buy, or don't buy? Well, personally, even though I will never be able to afford one, I've got to give the Main Gear Shift Superstock X99 a 100% absolute extreme buy.